But our first full day that we had there was the Saturday. A few people from our team got up really early and did a park run halfway up a mountain. I was not one of those people. That's not really my cup of tea. I had a lie-in and said, but they said they really enjoyed it, so that was nice. And then later on, we got to go into the local townships. We drove through them just because it wasn't really safe for us to walk as a big group in, but it was really an eye-opening experience for a lot of us. I think we were all really struck by the poverty and the segregation that there still is even after the apartheid that was there. So that was a real eye-opening morning for us. I think it was a good way to start off our trip as we kind of got a little bit of a sense of where the kids come from at the beginning of our trip. In the afternoon then we met Wayne, the guy who founded Sports Academy George, and he told us a lot more about the township communities and how Royal Academy George came about. And as he was telling us about this and about the culture of the communities, it was really evident that the work that the Academy do is really needed over there, sharing the real gospel message with the young people, the hope that Jesus brings for them. The children have not had an easy life and they've been surrounded by really difficult things like witch doctors and ancestral worship. But at school they get to hear the real truth that those things don't matter and that Jesus does, so they do really great work. So on the Saturday evening then, we had our first time with the students at the youth club. So we got to play a game with them and get to know them in a little bit of a more casual setting for the first time. And at the end of the night, Samuel from our team, and there were two others on another team that were over as well, and they shared then how Jesus had kind of impacted their life, and the kids really enjoyed that. From the minute the young people stepped into that youth club, their joy and their energy was just so special, and it can really only come from knowing Christ. And having those townships from earlier in the day still fresh in our minds, and then seeing how joyful these kids were despite that really changed or really challenged a lot of us. So both Sundays we were there, we went to the church that is associated with the Academy in the mornings, and the two teams took it in turns to take their children's church. And then in the evening of the first Sunday, the evening of the first Sunday we went to Hope Church, which was actually a mega church. And I know what you're thinking, Sarah, how have you ended up in a mega church on a mission team? But I was asking myself the same thing. But it really wasn't what I had imagined, and we all had a really great night. It's not really what you envision like the American mega churches were, so it was okay. But we really enjoyed the service. And then on the second Sunday evening that we were there, we were invited to lead a youth service at a nearby town called Blanco. And it was quite different from the week before, but still really great. Is there any water? Sorry, I've got a cold. Okay, that's better. But yeah, from Monday until Friday, our schedule was pretty similar each day. We took the assembly at the Academy in the mornings and then headed to the primary schools in the townships, which was really complete chaos, but in the best way possible. We were supposed to be taking six sets of 30-minute PE classes where we would have a chance to share a message with them at the end. However, we soon found the phrase... Sorry. We soon found the phrase TIA, which is This is Africa, very applicable. There were children running really everywhere, and we really had to think on our feet and to try and get them all organised. Break time was really mental, but with God's help, we figured it out. The children there were obviously very young, so their English wasn't the best, which meant we had to keep our message each day really, really simple. We focused on some core truths of the gospel. Jesus loved you, he made you, he died for you. But it was a real encouragement and to see how at the end of the week the children could remember those phrases and they knew the song Jesus Loves Me very, very well. So that was really good that they could sing that back to us. Sorry, this is really... There we are. But yeah, in the afternoons then we pretty much did the same thing but with the students of the Academy. So we ran their afternoon training.